This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar sound of the theme to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. To go through the stories and the people and the charts and that thing that we seem to be doing every 5 minutes, even though it's every 7 days, Michael.
I know. It seems I was just talking to Phil, our producer, on just how, the milestone every week of getting together at the end of the week for the weekend and doing this program. It reminds you of how quick the weeks seem to go.
Right.
And I feel foolish saying that every week, but every week it becomes more profound. And I gather the people listening to this are experiencing it in their own lives.
I think that it is a karmic relationship that we have with time. Mm-hmm. And we're actually, I had mentioned this on the DJV program one day this past week about how time is only a convenience that we sort of have figured out for ourselves. But actually, in space, quantum physics would tell you that there really is no such thing as time. And I know you're interested in that. I don't want to get heavy.
Very much.
Very much so.
Well, radio and programming, the type of thing that we do, has a very close relationship to time. For those listening to this who might find it interesting, radio people are obsessed with clocks,
right.
Obsessed with circular patterns, mm-hmm. Pie charts, minutes. We think in terms of 10 seconds, 5 seconds,
yep.
And it kind of permeates our psyches. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, very much so. We learned when we were jocks, you and I, and others that have come up the ranks, that we could have no dead air. There used to be red lights in the studio, and if there was dead air, the red light would go on. And the general manager or the program director, somebody would come running in the studio, "What's wrong?" Just because we took a breath.
Exactly.
You just weren't supposed to do that. And so time meant everything. The number of seconds in the intro to the song, so we hit the post. All of those things were ingrained in our heads so that we were very, very conscious of time, the meaning of time, the essence of time, and frankly, the mechanics of radio. Not to get too much into the weeds, but the people who now are good at it, and they're getting fewer and fewer, and that may sound like a pejorative, I mean from the technical point of view especially, in order for people to be comfortable listening, I think that they want to have that sort of the organized sound or the whatever it is, the order, if you will. That's really kind of what this show is.
I'm a bug on mechanics. I consider that to be part of the symphony, part of the art form.
Yeah.
But remember the old, and I'm not really dating myself because this is as popular today as it was for decades, the I Love Lucy show,
mm-hmm.
One of the great milestones in television. And there was that famous scene in which Lucy and Ethel had a job at a chocolate factory, and they had to wrap pieces of chocolate in wrapping and move it on down to the people that box it. And if they missed one, they'd be fired. And it started to go faster and faster and faster, and they were shoving them in their mouths and doing it. It's hilarious.
If you watch it, I
challenge anybody not to laugh. Well, that is what a radio station is, and certainly was when we were more preoccupied with time, is that it's a 24/7 continuum of sound, that it's really all these little elements, little pieces of chocolate that have to be wrapped in wrappers that are going faster and faster and faster. And that's why a lot of radio broadcasters who came up through local radio and running their own boards and operations while performing have what's called the radio dream, the nightmare, that the chocolate is coming faster than they're able to wrap it. And, you've had that dream. Everybody
sure.
In this business has had that dream. And so it's an interesting thing. I'll do the stories when you tell me to.
Why don't you do them right now, Michael? How's that?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the national psyche, speaking of psyches. And there's just a big downward feeling in the country. People are not happy.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the news media's reign of terror, frankly. But I'm not suggesting it's not there. I'm just saying I think that it does. Don't you think it plays into the negative?
Oh, definitely.
I feel guilty
even talking about it.
Vice President Spiro Agnew used to refer to them as, let's see if I can get this right, negative NABOMs of news. What was it? Do you remember that?
I don't have it off the top of my head, but he did the, what do they call that, alliteration?
Yeah, yeah. He did that after he was caught getting a bag full of money. He got a $3,000 envelope that he stuck in his pocket.
How dare those negative purveyors of pornography or...
Right, whatever it was. I'll find it. Keep going, but I'll find exactly what it is. Yeah.
So tied with the national psyche is the Jones execution clemency. Julius Jones, a very high-profile death row prisoner, received clemency from the Oklahoma governor in the 11th hour, just like a movie. And that
why in the world did that take so long? Do you think about that this week?
I thought about it a lot this week.
Yeah. It's really, under the circumstances, pretty damned outrageous. This guy is being hailed as a hero. He didn't let him die. The guy's not guilty. And he hasn't, they've known that for years.
He claims he's not guilty, and there's evidence to indicate he might not be.
Yeah, right.
Which is why capital punishment is such a, a final solution to anybody's, possible criminal danger to the world. They may not be guilty, and then you can't undo it.
Capital punishment.
We haven't talked much about it. Capital punishment has, over the years that we've been following subject matter, it comes and it goes. And it usually comes when there's a case like this.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people think that capital punishment is something that should be eliminated from the legal process.
Well, there's only a few places in which I think it's of value. And it's, let's face it, it's vengeance. It isn't justice. And there are some people who just deserve to die. And
some people feel vengeance is a healthy expression for a society to occasionally express.
Speaking of expressions, it was nattering nabobs of negativism. That was Spiro Agnew's.
Nattering nabobs.
Nabobs of negativism. There you go. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yeah. What a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the county executive of Baltimore County. And apparently he was up to his Mickey in bribes throughout his entire career. And he just got caught putting an envelope stuffed with $3,000 cash. And he never got prosecuted, but everybody knew he was a crook.
Yeah,
and the counter to that is to go after your accusers, thus the nattering nabobs of negativism.
That's Do you realize that had he not done that, he would have been president?
Yeah,
because Nixon was heading toward the cliff.
Yep. Right.
And
Gerald Ford. Yeah.
You know, if you went to a mall and you asked 100 people, just right off the street, who was Gerald Ford's vice president?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you all 100 wouldn't know.
I'm thinking about it right now myself. I'm
just really good.
That's a good question. Which we will answer after these words. We get back to our list. Here are the charts for the weekend. Remember, the 15th to the 18th, week before Thanksgiving here. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen and a focus. This is something that's worth our attention. This week, I got an email because MyPillow has been a sponsor of my programs for, 4, 5, 6 years, maybe longer. And, I don't give much thought to what Mike Lindell says or does. I'm more interested in talking to listeners about what MyPillow does. But Lindell came out in an ad this week on television, basically addressing the 85-pound gorilla or 800-pound gorilla in the room, that his company has become the focus of the news media because he is a crazy guy. Everybody's got their own opinion of him one way or the other. But here we have all these 1,600 workers in Minnesota who make all these products that are made in America. We keep touting made in America this. But yet, a number of box stores have canceled Lindell and MyPillow. So now he's got a big deal on pillows because the, like, Bed Bath & Beyond and, and you know, any of the big department stores that were carrying my pillows, a lot of them sent them back because they don't want to be associated with Lindell. And to me, that's kind of short-sighted because, as it turns out, at least the people at MyPillow tell me that more pillows are selling now than ever before, and it's probably because of, in essence, the free advertising, because he's always identified. Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, in the news stories about him. So, you know, it's I think it's very interesting. Anyway, and you've had, as far as the countdown, I think Mike Lindell has even made it into the people list. A couple of times.
Yeah, Lindell has inserted himself into the national conversation.
Right. Is he smart? Like
he's
a box,
often called. He's called the My Pillow guy.
Yes.
And there are some people who call him Mike Pillow now.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Mike Lindell. He's Mike Pillow.
Mike Pillow.
But
do you think? Do you see that in the more you say my name, the better it is? Is this sort of the a result of that? Is that why MyPillow?
I think this is a great example of. I think this is a great case in which that particular process can be analyzed. Mm-hmm. I do believe that there is such a thing as no publicity is bad publicity as long as they spell your name right. But
right.
I do think there's a point past which there's diminishing returns. And as far as whether Mike Lindell's reputation has negatively or positively
right.
impacted the sale of pillows and the future stability of employment for those 1,600
this
people
company.
You're talking
right.
about has right. yet to be determined.
Check out MyPillow's offerings, and the DJV code can be used to, when you do check out, to get the best deals at MyPillow.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Form your own opinion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can be one way with one person and another way with others. And if you can, others can too. There are no doubt encounters you've had that reflected you at your best and others that reflected you at your worst. And it would be tough to swallow if the people who saw you at your worst changed the opinions of those who experienced you at your best. And if you wouldn't want that to happen to you, it's probably wise for you not to do that to others. In other words, if you have an experience with someone that's not great, but others have a positive experience with that same person, it's okay to respect that person's positive experience rather than try to make them experience what you experienced. We're all just human, and that's true of others hurting you as much as it's true of you hurting others as well. To increase your compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour, this week's overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, here as usual with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we fulfill our obligation to make sure that you know what the hot hits are, what the big stories are, what the topics, the people being discussed. Michael and his staff go through every week. The station list of News Talk stations, talked to some of the hosts, got their fingers on the pulse. So where are we? I think we get lost, as we oftentimes do on... I interrupt you, and I apologize for that, because...
Yes, you ruined my day, my life. At number nine, we have the opioid addiction spike. Actually, deaths spiking. Over 100,000 people in the last year survey. First time it's ever gone above 100,000 in terms of deaths with fentanyl and opioids, and it's just a terrible problem. At number eight, the Alex Jones case, and that's tied with journalism and social media. At number seven, we have U.S.-China relations. At number eight, we have climate change, immigration, and crime and violence all tied together. Those are sort of chestnuts roasting on an open fire, perennial topics, number six. At number five, the Rittenhouse and Arbery trials, and that's tied with race relations. At number four, we have the Steele dossier is back in the news. And then we have Biden-Harris approval ratings. Just how is the administration doing? People are talking about that. At number three, the January 6th investigation rolls on, and that's tied with a broad topic that we call Trump and the GOP. The relationship between Trump and the Republican Party. At number two, COVID-19 vaccines, masks, mandates, variants, and politics. Number one, inflation, supply chain problems, labor problems, and the politics of economics. And there's the top stories. On the People Survey, at number 10, we have a tie between Julius Jones and Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma, the capital punishment story. Xi Jinping of China is at nine. Number eight, Jacob Chansley, otherwise known as QAnon Shaman, and he's tied with Alex Jones. Kyle Rittenhouse and Ahmaud Arbery are at seven. Number six, Christopher Steele of the Steele dossier and Adam Schiff, Schiff, of the Democratic Party. And number five, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. At number four, Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi. At number three is Donald Trump. Number two is Kamala Harris. Number one is Joe Biden. And somewhere in there, Rupert Murdoch and Chris Christie are being talked about as well for their criticisms of Donald Trump, but not on the top ten.
Can you imagine? I mean, think about that for a little bit. Because they are speaking their minds about him, basically because he's... with some people, and it's almost like a religion. I still don't understand what the appeal is. Maybe you can help me with this. I don't get. I was having this conversation. I was at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters convention in Kansas City this week.
Oh, wow.
Because I do the American Family Farmer Show.
Cool.
And when I was asked to tell the history of the story of the program, I told them it was your fault.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, listen, it's okay.
And a bunch of farmers with pitchforks came to my castle.
Right. So anyway, you get down to brass tacks about some of these things, and you have to wonder, where in the world does the information come from? The people, the sources, and how it's just amazing. You can hear my voice, the frustration, because I want to make sure that when I'm talking to people about stuff, especially with serious stuff, that I have kind of the right info. And I oftentimes now today, as I look at some of these things, I may reference some piece of information, but I would also say, I don't really know if this is true or not. And
right.
So that's the trouble with what we do here, the Alex Jones thing. You look at that and some of the other things that have happened with people who do what we do for a living. I don't even know, is he just doing a podcast? Has he been taken off stations, or is he still on some stations, Alex Jones?
He's still on. He's still there.
All right. Well, something to be discussed. We continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after the hour.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather,
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today our community faced horror and tragedy in what should have been a community celebration. I'm deeply saddened to know that so many in our community went to a parade but ended up dealing with injury and heartache.
In what appears to be an intentional act, a person drove an SUV into a parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Sunday afternoon. Mayor Sean Riley went on to say that this was a senseless act. Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson.
We're no longer looking for a suspect vehicle. We do have a person interest in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation.
A handful of souls have died and over 3 dozen injured. This year's Thanksgiving won't be immune to the supply chain issues, but no need to worry. Butterball CEO Chairman Jay Jontrain says the only turkey compromise families might have to make this year is buying a bigger bird than they actually need. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Kyle Rittenhouse speaks out to Fox News after being found not guilty by 12 of his peers.
This case has nothing to do with race. It never had anything to do with race. It had to do with the right to self-defense. I'm not a racist person. I support the BLM movement. I support peacefully demonstrating.
Kyle's mother, Wendy, says he is remorseful.
He does have remorse. Like, if people say if he can do it again, he would. I said he would do it again, but talking to him now, he would never walk down there if this ever happened again. He would never.
Music service Spotify is changing some of its format to accommodate a musician.
Let it be known that I tried.
Dell making news as she's released her fourth album, but it's the first in some time. And now Spotify confirms it's removing its default album shuffle feature at Adele's request. Listeners will instead hear the tracks in their listed order. Adele thanked the streaming platform in a tweet on Saturday evening, saying that the update was the only request she had in the ever-changing music industry. As Adele explained, artists don't create albums without putting care and thought into the track listing, the order of songs and such. Adele having again released that critically acclaimed fourth album on the 19th of November, just a few days ago.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJ. Well, no, it isn't the DJV program, is it? It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I have to get all these programs that I do, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the American Family Farmer, DJV Health, the DJV Weekday Program. And here's Michael Harrison, who is a reviewer of All Things Talk, with a, I think, an answer to the question I posed, and we didn't have really time to dig into it a few minutes ago. Why people... This is a psychological thing, but a lot of what goes on talk radio conversations is certainly psychologically oriented. And so this business of people being so devoted to Donald Trump, it's not just him. I mean, we can go back over the history of presidents or politicians or people who are on television, movie stars, whatever it is, that people seem to think these folks are a step above them on the ladder of success. So they look upon them, and I'm not sure what it is about Trump. I know that I like a lot of his philosophies and the things he was trying to do. I can't stand his personality. And what it is that, is it Alack, and this may sound very elitist, not meant to be, but the fact that he appeals to people who are not that educated, it seems to me. I mean, there's always an exception to the rule. I'm not saying people who support him are stupid, but I don't get what it is that you see in a guy who is that negative, so angry, so sarcastic and nasty, what it is. And I realize I'm speaking to a lot of people that listen to this program who love Trump, but what do you love about him? What is there to love, I guess, is the question. What is there that brings people around to liking this guy as much as they do?
So, you want me to actually answer that?
I do,
please. The question is rhetorical. The question is a question unto itself. And my only response is that history has been full of figures that, if you want to break it down, they kept the trains running on time. Their policies worked.
In our lifetime, though, Michael, in your lifetime, my lifetime, do you think?
There are people in China that love Xi Jinping. They're making a lot of money. Right. They find it to be the best time in the history of China.
Mm. Modern
cities
history.
Are growing. Progress is happening. The abuses continue. The human rights issues continue. The injustice continues. All kinds of things continue. But, we may not see it, in our country in terms of authoritarian rulers. And certainly Trump, it was proven by the fact that regardless of what he says, he only was in there one term and he was impeached and, he was not able to take over the government. So obviously American democracy still works. But my personal view of this is that I find all presidents extremely dangerous. I believe in the old principle of hold their feet to the fire and don't fall in love with elected officials. They're there for a temporary time to perform a temporary service for the circumstances of the moment and maybe guide the nation in any way they can prompt it or cajole it or push it or inspire it toward a better future. But to bypass all of the messy machinations of democracy and the balance of powers and all the things that the founding fathers put into this experiment to make it kind of work, in a messy fashion, because, as I said, freedom and democracy are messy, to replace that with the tidiness of an authoritarian who tells you what you want to hear is dangerous. It's more dangerous than even good policies. I'm not knocking Trump. I'm simply saying I don't like any president. So here's the way I look at it personally. I'm going to give you a rare peek into my politics. I think we're in a hell of a pickle that the choices are Biden or Trump, because I think, frankly, there's a lot to be worried about both sides.
Both of them. Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you 100% on that. And just when you get right down to brass tacks, the situation, I was talking to some people at the Farm Broadcasters Convention this week, mostly Midwestern stations do a lot of ag reporting and farm stuff and the Mid-South. So they are more right of center than left of center, and whether they like Trump or they don't like Trump policy-wise and otherwise. One of the things that came across, and I thought it was interesting because she's number two this week on the people list, Kamala Harris, and why she's suddenly under the microscope. The perception is that she's a lightweight, that she's being sidelined, that her performance is lackluster and she's not the potential person. I mean, the real key to her, in my mind, because I was the first person to ever interview her when I was doing my local radio program in Los Angeles on KABC. She just started her tenure as the district attorney, and it was all about her.
Attorney or attorney general?
She was a local attorney, local state attorney in Los Angeles before she became the attorney general. This was like 1993, so she was just really getting
San Francisco, I think.
No, she was in Los Angeles. I've forgotten now.
Yeah, whatever.
She was in Los
Angeles
for the conversation, but I can't remember whether she was in L.A.
I'm just curious at what point in her timeline you encountered her.
Early, first. The first radio interview that she did after being elected to the position. Anyway, the point is that when she took off, I had not paid much attention to her. Once in a while, Jennifer Horn, who's on the DJV program with me and does mornings in Los Angeles on KRLA, said that she was going to be the candidate to beat. And I said, what are you talking about? She's nothing. She's a waste of time and effort. She's vapid. No, no, she says, you watch as well. So Jennifer was right. And the fact that Biden picked her after the nasty, horrible things she said about him really told you, told me, who's really in charge here? Biden wasn't in charge. Would anybody in his right mind pick that woman after she said what she did about him?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if you're on track up until that point. Politics makes strange bedfellows. I mean, why did Reagan pick George Bush? George Bush called him voodoo politics. Why did Obama pick Biden? Biden insulted Obama's race. He said he was very clean and articulate, meaning like, you know, for a black guy.
For a black guy, yeah.
I mean, if you look at the history of the relationships between presidents and vice presidents, and by the way, the question was, who was Gerald Ford's vice president? That's the thing that I had asked you.
That is who would you ask me.
And the answer was a man who once said, I don't want to be the vice president of anything. Nelson Rockefeller.
Oh, right.
Governor Nelson Rockefeller of New York, I think he had served 16 years as governor of New York. I was a kid growing up in New York during Rocky's
I loved him. I thought he was great.
He was a big, he was a rhino by today's standards.
Yes, he was. But I am, too. I'm a rhino by today's standards, in essence.
Well, so are a lot of people. That's the whole issue of the relationship.
Well, somebody has decided that I am that, and I've decided I don't want to be a Republican because I don't like the kinds of things that are going on with the Republican Party. It doesn't speak to me. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead.
So Rockefeller was the vice president, and he didn't want to be a vice president. Mm-hmm. So the point I'm making is that Gore and Clinton were opponents during the primary, and Gore wound up being a good teammate with Clinton.
Very good teammate. Very happy.
So the point is that politics make strange bedfellows. I would not say that Kamala Harris was in charge of anything. I think that Biden, I think they made a deal. All the Democrats made a deal after the Carolina election where Biden suddenly looked like he had a chance to win someplace. If you remember, mm-hmm. Biden was a historic loser when he came to running for president. He ran many times. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, everybody dropped out and coalesced around Biden. Remember that? Harris had already dropped out of the race because of accusations that her campaign was disorganized and that the atmosphere within her camp was toxic.
It is. If anybody who works with
her, go read your stories. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they all dropped out. Whether it was Buttigieg or the senator from Massachusetts and Senator Warren, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, all these people, because they didn't think any one of them had a chance to beat Trump, and they couldn't bear the thought of Trump winning, and they figured if they coalesce around Biden, he'll be okay. Biden turned that, of course, into his spin was, I beat them all. I'm strong.
Right.
But I don't think Harris has any clout whatsoever. And I do think, based on my observations, is that her problem is she's very capable in certain conditions when framed a certain way as being charming.
Very unlikable.
She's not likable and she's not organized.
It's like Susan Rice, who I think is making a lot of the decisions right now, and that's why they're as bad and lumpy as they are. But Kamala is the same as Trump, very unlikable as a human being. Can she get the job? Whereas Biden is like, we want to think of the president, whoever he or she is, as somebody we can like. Are you likable because you look good? How's your body looking these days? You getting into already the end of the year slump with your body not exercising because it's cold. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to do this. I want to eat. I like eating, though. Lots of Thanksgiving turkeys to be eaten, a lot of great desserts to be eaten, a lot of great things to celebrate at Christmas time. So what toll does that take on your body? Big one. That's why Calitrin suggested right now you get on their program to lose weight and keep it off. Calitrin, the source of the information that you can get about Calitrin is at their website, toploss.com. Check that out. Find out how it works. It's all natural. Their only ingredients are things that work on building your body back up after you lose a lot of weight. Sometimes your body needs a recuperative work load, and that's what this is, working your body and using your head by taking substances that will help your body really recover. That's what Calitrin's all about. So if you want to lose weight, keep it off the natural way, go to toploss.com where you check out. Use the DJV discount code. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Holiday spending is beginning earlier than ever for many shoppers who hope to avoid shipping delays. Bank of America Rewards Executive John Sellers shares tips for planning ahead to save and earn rewards.
Start by enrolling in loyalty programs at any retailers you plan to use for holiday shopping. Many will provide discounts or free shipping. You can also enroll in a banking rewards program and pay with a rewards credit card to maximize your earnings. For example, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides members with a rewards bonus of 25 to 75% on their eligible Bank of America credit cards. That means when you shop with your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, the 3% cash back you earn in your choice category, like online shopping, could actually go up to 5.25% cash back, depending on your rewards tier.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards. Bank of America member FDIC.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Extendivite.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour, end of the week, time for Victoria Keelan and I. Mostly she does the work, I do, I take the glory. I don't know why I said that, I was teasing.
You take the credit.
Yes, thank you. No, actually, I give the credit to you. Top five items from the world of technology, starting at number five with Apple's offer. What are they offering to do?
Well, Apple has announced a new program that's going to allow consumers to make common repairs to their iPhones themselves, which is, of course, as we know, this is a big thing that the Biden administration has been a champion of. It's the right to repair, and that's something that I think President Biden signed as an executive order almost immediately. And so it doesn't just apply to iPhones. This applies to, you know, we've heard about the tractors. If you have a tractor on a farm, you can now repair your own tractor. Instead of having John Deere shut it down, remotely, and then you just are stuck there. So this is something that Apple has also had to comply with. And so if you have an iPhone 12 or 13, that's where they're starting. The display, the battery, and the camera, you can actually make repairs related to those three things on your own at home. You can buy the parts that you need, and Apple will send them to you. It will be free in some circumstances if you're under warranty still. And so they're now expanding the program to their Mac computers with their M1 chips, which I have an iMac, and it's so fast, it's amazing. I think this is a really good step in the right direction. If you have an older iPhone, you're not going to be included in this just yet, but we'll see where it goes. They're probably going to expand it further.
Right. All right, number four, the sad reality for people buying new trucks.
If you're looking for a brand new GM vehicle, pretty much, it's kind of pretty much all of them, especially if you're looking at a Chevrolet, a 2022 Chevy truck, you might want some warmer pants and a coat because the heated seats are not going to be an option. So your bum is going to be a little bit chilly because of the ongoing chip shortage. Now, this is the latest thing that car makers have to sacrifice. So there will be no heated seats and in the SUVs and pickups. And this is, as we know, the list just keeps growing and growing. The good news is, though, is that GM has said by basically just bypassing the heated seat chip, they're at least continuing to produce vehicles. And as we know, you drive around the country anywhere, you look at any dealership, and, you know, it's every dealership around me where I am in New Jersey, it's, you know, if you go to, if you drive by a Mercedes dealership, there are no Mercedes cars there. It's all a bunch of used cars of other brands. And that seems to just be the trend. Everyone's trying to sell anything that they can get their hands on. And so GM has been hit really hard by this shortage. And so at least this way, they'll be able to start making some vehicles again.
All right. Number three, a study about teens and tweens and what they're sharing.
Yeah, this was very upsetting this week to a lot of people for good reason. It's a trend that worries sexual abuse experts. Teens and even younger children are sharing more nude pictures of themselves online and often with adults. And so the once shared with even one person, the images can easily be distributed further, become part of the, you know, of the whole child sexual abuse dark corner of the web. It's horrible. And they found in this new study twice as many children between the ages of 9 and 12 reported sending nudes or other suggestive pictures of themselves in 2020 compared to the year prior. Now, some of the reasons for that, kids were at home. They were at home with their own home computers. They were probably bored. They weren't out with their friends. They weren't doing the stuff that they normally would be doing. And so a lot of kids took to more online activity. It really spiked during the pandemic, during quarantine. And so this is just, you know, another thing that parents need to worry about.
All right, number two is a new poll about Twitter.
Yeah, a majority of Twitter users this week say that they get news from Twitter, despite more than half of the users seeing misleading information on the network, and they say it's a major problem. This is a new survey from the Pew Research Center. Almost a quarter of Americans using Twitter, which is a lot of people. I mean, this is a lot of people. And they found that over 53% of respondents said that Twitter has a big problem with misinformation. And the interesting thing is that Republicans, who are kind of more vocal than Democrats about Twitter being a place of, you know, misinformation, it's interesting that the stuff that gets banned is actually not the conservative stuff. It's been a lot of other things aside from, you know, President Trump being banned from Twitter. But it's kind of an interesting poll.
Number one this week, we as a country have joined into this new cybersecurity partnership. What's that all about?
Yeah, this actually began a few years ago. I don't remember why, but for whatever reason, President Trump did not want to belong to this. This is a consortium of 80 countries, along with Microsoft and Google and other nonprofits and universities. This is called the Paris Call for Trust and Security in Cyberspace. And this is essentially rallying G7 countries to hold other nations accountable when they have cyber attacks.
All right, those are the top five tech stories this week, 59 past the hour.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.